The last agenda item for this morning relates very much to Braille. And we are pleased to have the director of the National Library Service for the Blind with us. She could not be with us last year because she broke her leg. Yeah, so we're very happy that she's here and that she's walking around. This item is the Library for the Blind in the 21st century. One of the things that we're going to be wanting to talk about in the National Federation of the Blind is what we want the Library for the Blind to look like in the 21st century. And now that we have a Braille display that is at a more affordable cost, we'll need to think about how we expand the mission of the National Library Service for the Blind to not just distribute digital talking book players, but also digital refreshable Braille readers. So there'll be more work for us to do in our partnership with the library. Here's the director of the National Library Service for the Blind. Here's Karen Kenninger.
I can be anything. Take a look. It's in a book.
Good morning, Federation. It is a pleasure to be here. It is a pleasure to be here this morning to talk to you about the things that I am so passionate about, and I hear that you are passionate about as well. I've always known this. You guys have been working very hard for a long time on literacy. I want to talk just a second about literacy. Knowledge is power. We all know that. And information is liberating. And according to Kofi Annan, who might have known, education is the premise of progress. We've got to have access to information in order to participate with power and with liberation in the United States and in the world. Access to information has been traditionally in the United States an aspect of the public library system. Public libraries have existed for the simple and very important reason that our founding fathers and everybody all the way down the line understood that access to information shouldn't cost money. It shouldn't be segregated to people who have money, who have vision, who have whatever it is. It should be universal. Everyone should have access to information. So what should the National Library Service be in the 21st century, and how can we expand access to information, not just the things that we've always done, but in fact the things that we can do now with the expanded technology? Well, let's talk just a second about what I think the National Library Service needs to be, and I think the first thing that we have to remember is that we should not throw the baby out with the bathwater. So we need to build on what we have already built, on what we've already got as a foundation. Since 1931, we've been providing Braille. That's expanded over time, but it is still, in fact, in the first generation of Braille provision through the NLS. We still provide hard copy Braille in library bindings to people that on a loan basis. We've got a second generation of Braille at the National Library Service, and that is our Web Braille project, which has been in place since 1999. And Web Braille has made it possible for those of us who are fortunate enough to have refreshable Braille displays to read Braille in an electronic Braille format. We all know the benefits of that. We know that it's easier to skim it, it's easier to bookmark it, it's easier to carry it around. But it's been relegated to the people who have things. And as Jim just told us, those things have traditionally been very expensive. I believe that it's time for the third generation of Braille provision through the National Library Service for the Blind. And since I came to Washington, or went to Washington, in 2012, one of the first things that I said to Gilles, actually, was, you know, my dream is to make sure that everybody who wants one has access to a refreshable Braille device so that they can read electronic text. Now, at that time, there wasn't, the cost of it was just positively enormous, and there was no hope of doing anything. And there's another barrier that we have with regard to this at the National Library Service, and that is, as you all know, we have legislation that funds our efforts. And that legislation was crafted at a time when there wasn't such of a thing as a refreshable Braille device. So that legislation says that we can spend our money on reproducers of sound reproductions. That means audio in legalese. But it doesn't say that we can spend our money on devices to reproduce any form of accessible format that we come up with. So I have had introduced into Congress through the library system a bill that will change that, just the very little bit of wording in our legislation, so that we would be able to provide the refreshable Braille devices. Now, President Riccobono has, of course, assured me that the NFB is completely behind this effort and will help us to get this legislation through. With regard to the way that our Congress is working, I don't know whether there will be any legislation passed this year or not. But it is on the docket, and if it doesn't go this year, we'll push it again next year with your help. Another aspect of Braille that I personally think that NLS Braille needs is a facelift, because NLS has gone to a lot of trouble, and as has the whole industry, to produce DAISY-style books. That is, talking books that are navigable, that are bookmarkable, that are all the things that we have with our modern talking book that we did not have with our cassettes. I love the modern approach to it. I love to be able to skim around in a book. I love when I fall asleep in a book to go back to a logical place when I start again. I love to be able to skip an article I don't want to hear. But I can't do that very effectively at all with electronic Braille right now, not with our files. We have flat files. They are BRF files. They contain wonderful formatting, and they're intended for use on paper Braille, that you can emboss directly from them and get beautiful paper Braille. My question has been to everybody I can ask this question to: how do we marry the navigability of the talking book with the formatting of the Braille book so that we have both? I've seen many examples of electronic Braille display and how it handles things in Braille. And my goal is to find the best ways to do that. We will be basing our new format on EPUB 3, so we will have all of the advantages of that format. But we also want to go a step beyond that to the display side of it, so that you know when a paragraph starts readily, you know when there's a heading, you know when it's time to stop and take a breath. This is one of the real problems that I think we have with digital Braille that is produced, say, with the iPhone, is that there's no formatting at all. So these things are very important, and we are working on developing, kind of in the early stages, but we're working on developing a new format and something to render it so that we would be able to actually have a much better Braille reading experience. So those are the two things that I'm hopeful for. Now, one of the important things that NLS has always done is be the basic public library service. And when I said earlier that I want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, it's very important that everything that we do be accessible to everyone that we serve. So the goal is, with this refreshable Braille displays, they will probably be quite simple. They will probably be very much like, if not the Orbit Reader. They will not have bells and whistles. They will be simple, basic, easy to learn, easy to manage, and as robust and sturdy as we can possibly get them, so that everybody would be able to have them. So 21st century Braille, that's what I want. We have done a couple of other things with regard to Braille, and that one of them is to reintroduce tactiles into some of our books so that you can see a map or you can see a diagram, and those kinds of things I think are very important. We have done some of that already. The other thing that we're looking at is the talking book and the delivery system. So I've got just a couple more minutes, and I want to very briefly tell you what's on the horizon for NLS. We've had four generations of talking books. We've had our basic old records. We've had three, sort of. But we've had the cassettes, and now we've got the digital format, and we've got the electronic format for download. But our delivery system has not changed in 85 years. We still have the post office. We love the post office, yes? Yes, well, yes. The post office has been one of the three legs of our three-legged stool for NLS, and we couldn't have done what we do without it. But times have changed. And in the future, wireless delivery, not just for those who are barred users, but for everyone, is the dream. So when you want a book, it comes directly to your machine. When you want a magazine, it comes directly to your machine. When you are done with it, you delete it, and your machine is connected as one of these Internet of Things things, so that you have full access to the full collection. If you are a person who selects your own books, and I certainly vote for that, you can use the interface on the machine to find and select and download your books at will. If you are a person who doesn't have the desire or capability to do that, and some of our, you know, really older people don't, we can push things to them directly through the internet to their machines so that they will get them immediately. No more waiting, no more figuring out which cartridge is which. We've started building the infrastructure for that. It's going to take a couple of years just to build out the infrastructure that we'll need in order to support that. We've also started looking at the machines. We're doing a study as to whether the machines should be built specifically by NLS or whether they should be off-the-shelf sorts of things. We're starting that. I expect that in about 5 years we will have that aspect. One of the things that we know we're going to have in the new machines is text-to-speech. Now, I believe that the core collection of NLS for talking books should be human-narrated material. I believe this because of the reading experience that a person gets from a well-done human-narrated book. But I also know that a lot of us are accustomed to text-to-speech, and more importantly in this context, I know that a lot of material could be very quickly accessed through text-to-speech. That takes a lot more time and money to build a digital talking book with human narration. A lot of the countries around the world are saying, who needs human narration? We're just going to go all text-to-speech. I don't want to take that approach, but I do want to add another level of material to NLS, and that would be EPUB 3-based talking books that are text-based that can either be rendered in Braille or could be rendered in text-to-speech. This will dramatically increase the number of books and magazines available to people who are willing and interested in that type of material, but it will preserve the core collection for the people who are primarily leisure readers who really want that reading experience that is so personalized and so really wonderfully rendered by the professional narrators. So those are my dreams for the National Library Service in the next 5 years or so. I have a lot of detail that's available to anybody who would like to come to our session, which is scheduled in about 15 minutes at the, I don't know how you say this word, Wakiwa 10. So we'll answer questions and have an open forum there for anybody who is willing to come. Bring your lunch. And I thank you all for your time. It's lunchtime, so I won't keep you any longer. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Karen. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Look forward to getting this legislation done.
Absolutely.